It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, March 12th. This is Jade, and I have some stories for you that will make you feel young again with a Disney classic and remembering an all-star Wrecking Crew drummer, plus a song by the lead singer of Alabama Shakes that you probably have never heard. But first, let's check out some of today's music news headlines. Britney Spears is headed to Broadway. Well, at least her music is. 23 songs from the pop star's discography will be used to explore an alternative arc for some classic princesses. So this is not going to be about the life story of Britney Spears. This is going to be looking at Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and taking an alternative look at all of these fairy tale princesses. The musical comedy is going to be titled Once Upon a One More Time. The show is going to be kicking off in Chicago in the fall, and then, fingers crossed, if people like it, it will transfer to Broadway. This is Missy Elliott's year. Back in January, she was the first female hip-hop artist inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Now, she's going to be honored by Berklee College of Music. The five-time Grammy Award-winning rapper-slash-producer will receive an honorary Doctor of Music degree at the esteemed Music College on March 12th. Justin Timberlake and three-time Tony Award-winning musician and musical director, orchestrator, and conductor of Hamilton, Alex Lacamoire, will also be honored. It's a recognition of their musical achievements and influence and for their enduring global impact. There's been a long tradition of musicians releasing books of poetry. From Leonard Cohen to Tupac to Jewel to Alicia Keys to Tom Waits. Well, make some room on your bookshelf because there's a few more that are announced for release this year. Devendra Banhart, the singer, songwriter, and visual artist, has announced his first book of poetry. The collection, Weeping Gang, Bliss Void, Yab Yum, will be released on April 23rd. And Lana Del Rey is going DIY and self-publishing a book of poems that's going to be titled Violet Bent Backwards Over the Grass. She's also announced that the book is going to cost $1 because her thoughts are priceless. So what are these thoughts that have been rambling around in Lana Del Rey's head? I thought I'd give you a brief reading from Lana Del Rey's collection. You in the soft light, the 405 from Venice, a river of blood. So that collection, no date yet for the release of Lana Del Rey's $1 poetry book, but you should be able to pick it up at any mom and pop shop. And Lana Del Rey is also going to be releasing her fifth album sometime this year, and its first single, Hope is a Dangerous Thing for a Woman Like Me to Have, But I Have It, came out back in January. She couldn't care less, and I never cared more, so there's no more to say about that, except hope is a dangerous thing for a woman like me to have. Last night, Disney's 2019 remake of Dumbo premiered at the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. As a child, I cried my eyes out at that movie, and I am very much looking forward to the live-action remake, but there's also some remade music to go along with the movie. A few weeks back, The Currents host Mac Wilson spoke to Norwegian singer and producer Aurora about her connection to Dumbo and her version of Baby Mine.
I really enjoyed Dumbo when I was a little infant, but I don't really know if the song itself kind of imprinted itself on me as much as the movie did. But I really enjoyed the movie. I had quite a big nose and big ears when I was a kid also, because they tend to kind of grow up before your face, if that makes sense. Press your head close to my heart. But I kind of rediscovered the beauty of the song when I was asked very secretively to make a demo of it whilst being on tour, I think, in Brazil. I had to rent a studio over there and just record it with some guy. I did kind of put the very obvious pieces together, and I realized that it might be for the new Dumbo song, which I also knew that Disney was supposed to make, but they didn't tell me which movie it was from. I just got a mail that asked me to do a tender version of Baby Mine.
Baby mine, don't you cry.
Arcade Fire also made a version of Baby Mine for the end credits, and band leader Win Butler shared the story behind his version last night at the premiere in Hollywood.
We did the end credit song for the film, which was really a joy to work on. My grandfather, Alvino, played in big bands in the 30s, and so it really felt like we kind of wanted to do this as a tribute to him.
Drummer and sessions musician Hal Blaine has passed away at the age of 90. As The Guardian noted, his driving beat and epic tom-tom fills formed the foundation of Phil Spector's wall of sound, erected around the Ronettes, the Crystals, Darlene Love, and others. As Spector made a roomful of musicians go through 40 or 50 takes of a two-minute song until, as someone once said, they were exhausted enough to play what he wanted rather than what they wanted, Blaine was one who never flagged. A Hall of Famer and member of the Wrecking Crew, he played on songs from the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, and Nancy Sinatra, and so many more. Blaine played the drums on the theme songs for Batman, Three's Company, and the Monkees. He played on 6 consecutive Grammy Award-winning Record of the Year winners. Listen to his iconic drumming kicking off the Ronettes' Be My Baby. For today's viral pick, we're checking out a song by Brittany Howard, the lead singer of Alabama Shakes, that ended up on the cutting room floor. The Dick Cheney biopic, Vice, has garnered 22 major nominations and 3 awards, including a Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture going to Christian Bale. But, now we know, there was a scene from the movie that got cut out. The scene in question is a musical number, with Alabama Shake singer Brittany Howard leading a song and dance scene with a pointed song about the political world.
So you wanna climb that ladder where power served upon a platter. Hear only yes and never no. And I always have the final say.
The scene was cut because it didn't fit. Director Adam McKay said, "We tried 15 versions of it. But luckily for us, they finally released the video."
The leaks!
You leak to the press to damage enemies or push your agenda. Then you get mad about the leak and you use it as an excuse to keep people out of meetings.
So you control messaging and you control access. Who's brilliant?
Do the reach down!
And that's today's music news. Watch the full musical number, plus catch up on all of today's music news stories at thecurrent.org. I'm Jade. Today's producer is Cecilia Johnson. And if you dig this podcast, let us know. We love reviews. You can rate and review this and let your friends know, of course, by sharing your love of your favorite episodes. Thank you so much. And check back in with Jay tomorrow for more music news.
Not bad. That way, you know every skeleton that's in every closet in town.